plate a potential nugget.
Moving on, you talk about mindfulness and you actually say it consists of two key tenets. One is being fully aware in the present and staying open to possibilities, you know? And I found it interesting because there's a lot of literature around being present, but it was interesting to hear you talk about staying open to all possibilities. Can you say more around what you have in mind here?
Yeah, I think, again, you're very insightful in picking these little variations of the standard things that I have. So, yeah, so mindfulness is all about, you know, being present and so forth. But, you know, one of the things that is a source of stress and also a distraction from our ability to be mindful is that we get attached to outcomes. So, oh, I need to get promoted this year, or we have to move to a new house this year, or COVID must end in the next 4 months, or whatever it may be, right? We all have little outcomes that we are trying to accomplish, but we get attached to them. And because we get attached to them, it becomes hard to be present and hard to be mindful, because our mind is somewhere else. As against that, if fundamentally, not only do we learn to engage with the present, but also fundamentally we become open to possibilities, of all possibilities in any situation, our ability to be more mindful will go up. So for example, if I were to be open to the possibility that, yeah, I'd like to get promoted this year, but maybe it'll happen this year, maybe not, I don't know, and it's okay. We want to move to a new house this summer, but hopefully it'll happen, but if not, that's okay too. And in this very moment, when I am wherever I am, if I'm open to the possibility, and the possibilities here are enorm- on the flip positive side as well, by the way, Deepak, it's not like, I'm, you know, resigning to things, etc. No, both ways. So whatever, you know, I'm playing golf and I had two terrible holes. And now what is our mind telling us? One, we are not being present because we are thinking about the two holes we messed up. But also our mind is caught up in the fear of the fact that our score is going to be bad today, because we are not going to be able to make up those two bad holes. But if we stay open to possibilities, how do we know the next 7 holes or next 16 holes I'm not going to play out of my mind today? How do we know that? We don't know. Mm-hmm. Let's just stay present. Let's just stay open to possibilities and engage with the current moment in a mindful way. And let things unfold. Let's not assume anything. So I think not being caught up with predetermined notions, et cetera, and staying open to possibilities relaxes us emotionally and mentally, and that helps us be more mindful in a given moment.
Hmm. At some level, it's also linked to this notion of agility, right? Just sort of being agile every moment in terms of how, the world opens up in front of us.
Yes. It's the adaptability, right? I mean, just being adaptable to that. And for that, we need to let go of our preconceived notions about stuff, you know, about people, about situations, about ourselves, about outcomes, and simply engage. Just know the process, right? If we stay open to possibilities, if we engage with anything in a mindful way, we are going to get the result that situation needed to create. It may be different from what I wanted, but it will be still a good effort towards whatever needs to transpire.
Hmm. The insight from Rajiv reminds me of something that came up during my conversation with Rich Fernandez, CEO of Search Inside Yourself, an organization incubated in Google, but with the perspective of helping leaders make sense of the inner world. He speaks about the notion of agility and response flexibility.
So let me give you a concrete example, because this might seem like I'm talking about riddles, right? So recently, we did not meet a certain financial benchmark, okay? Uh-huh. And I started doing that narrative, like, how did I do this? This is a complete failure, you know? I can't believe that, you know, I missed this particular thing that would have changed everything if we had seen this. And I found myself berating myself, right? And along those lines, until I realized, wait a minute, I'm feeling upset about the fact that this was missed. And I'm having the experience of stress and frustration around it, but it's just an experience that I'm having at the moment. And it doesn't mean that we can't remedy these things. It doesn't mean we can't learn from them, but I'm just at the moment experiencing frustration. So I note it. And in noting it, it starts to diminish somewhat. And I'm not governed by it anymore. I'm not kind of defined by that experience. And my mood state starts to shift actually as well. So I'm not just an angry, grumpy leader because we missed financial targets, but one who's like starting to develop this agility, this ability to learn, this ability to kind of see the next path, see around the corner, and actually look at other solutions. So it's a way to kind of manage yourself, moving from the facts and moving away from the story you tell yourself about the facts and simply dealing with the facts directly. That's actually the bedrock because it actually informs your worldview and how you show up as a leader. So this skill is something that we teach. We call it response flexibility, right? The ability to respond rather than react to challenging situations. And most people in business face challenging situations all the time. But if you're only reacting to them, right, and being very hot and angry all the time, you're not being responsive, actually. You're not being balanced and you're not being clear-headed. And so that's the difference. Being response flexible in the face of challenges and disruptions is a critical skill for business leaders and for technical leaders. And yes, it does very much have to do with your own internal landscape.
I recently came across the term way power in the context of resilience. We all know about the notion of willpower, the ability to brave through a tough situation. But this author spoke about way power, which is the ability to pause and imagine all the various possibilities to a particular problem. And the author goes on to say that the more we pause and evaluate various pathways, the better the solution. The hypothesis here is that we don't make poor decisions because of poor judgment, but because we are so rushed that we don't pause enough to consider multiple pathways before marching ahead. And back to what Rajiv says, developing a sense of stillness not only makes us aware, it also increases the odds of us evaluating multiple possibilities as we go through a journey.